What's up, everybody? This is YDP, and today we will talk about relationships, establishing and understanding a lifetime partnership. If you have any questions after, feel free to email me at ydpinquiries@gmail.com and follow me on Instagram at ydproper. So look, I'm not going to drag that out. Let's get into this. Establishing and understanding a lifetime partnership. Wow. So look, I have been married for 9 years. My lovely wife, partner, lover, confidant, and friend. Yes, that thing that we all want. And over the years, we have shared our relationship on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. And I understand y'all love it. We get praised all the time. People want the relationship we have. They want to know what steps they can take to be in a loving relationship, a happy, open-minded, understanding relationship. And one thing I can say is, when you decide to take the next step out of dating and into the world of forever, a commitment, a union, a marriage, we decided that we will be more than spouses, more than wives. We decided that we will be life partners. Now, when we're talking life partners, I know we hear the word partner every time. You know, in the gay world, you hear, oh, that's their partner. I thought this, you know, none of that, no. When we are talking about a life partner, this means going through every stage of life together. Whether one of us is having a midlife crisis, whether it's a death within a family, mental breakdowns, physical breakdowns, or health issues, you know, anything that affects one another, we are there as a backbone. As a support system. And as a support system, you have to be understanding. And understanding involves us taking a backseat to our opinions and us using our active listening skill, right? Like, let me tell you this. I'm a talker and I'm very opinionated. I can't wait to get my opinion across. I had to honestly learn, and I'm still learning and struggling with how to listen without interrupting and jumping to my own conclusion or my own views. And as I've grown, I've seen that once I've listened and was fully engaged and focused on what my partner is saying to me, not only verbally, but also paying attention with her actions and her moves are communicating, seeing eye to eye gets easier, you feel me? Although I also still struggle with this, when I do take the time to really, you know, practice understanding, it works. It really works. No cap. And, yeah, no cap. One thing about relationships, I get it. We all want our relationship to feel perfect. We want to feel like we're in a loving head over heels, 70 years together with amazing kids and all the happy endings in the world. Everybody wants that huxtable love. Well, truth is, that don't exist. See, once you meet someone, there's no history, no past. You are presented with vibes and outer appearance. That is as perfect as it gets. If you want to create a strong bonding connection as a couple, you have to be accepting of your spouse and who your spouse is. You have to accept that you will have differences, and those differences doesn't change how you feel about them, because we all are individuals of superior intellect and thought, and no one person thinks the same. And I know, yeah, we all agree around a broad area of terms like, let's stop the violence, but what does stopping the violence entail? What steps will we have to take to stop the violence? See, let me say, your solution might not be my solution. We might not agree on the steps, but the end goal is what we agree on. And that's like a relationship. If the end goal is us being together forever, then we have to realize each step towards that goal is a path. Each person has their own path. We have literally decided to walk along a path together, yet separately. Because as partners, we are not responsible for each other's happiness. We're not responsible for each other's mental health. Each of us as an individual have to learn the importance of self-love and self-care. Yes, we have to learn how to take care of ourselves mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Yeah, look, let me tell you this. Now we're getting to the good stuff. See, because when I say self-care, this means time to yourself, time with your friend, family, all of this outside of the relationship. Try to do this at least once a week. You know, take a walk to the park or take yourself to brunch on your day off. Do a spa day with your friends or your parents. Go bowling with your friends. Go see a movie and enjoy ice cream after. I don't know. Sit in the park and meditate. I know that we can't do this all the time, right? This is not something that all of our schedules allow because we're not 100% free to live life the way we want to do it. You know, they have structured life to make it very uncomfortable and stressful for us. And that's why self-care is important. Even if you don't have the time to do this, I mean, like, imagine it being your day off. Your house is empty for the day. Take a spa day to yourself. And one thing I can tell you, sometimes your environment is the cause of how you're feeling. So if you walk into a clean space, your spirit feels clean, right? If you walk into a dirty or cluttered space, your spirit feels kind of cluttered and in need of cleaning. You got to get out of there. You know, don't like that feeling. So I would suggest if you're at home, make sure that you clean out your house of all that clutter. Because that's the energy that you giving off too. Clutter home gives cluttered energy. Well, I know one thing. When I got too much stuff in my house, I'm uneasy. My wife decides I'm about to clean and throw away everything. I'm okay with the purge. Because she purging my spirit too. How can I burn my sage in a cluttered, dirty home? Sage is for cleansing, right? At the end of the day, we have to know how to take care of ourselves mentally, physically, and emotionally. Because if we can't nurture ourselves, how can we even nurture a relationship? How can we nurture a family? How can we nurture some kids if we don't even know how to get our mind right? How to get our feelings right? If you always stress to the max, you feel like you're in a test. You know, you gotta detoxify. You gotta purge that out. You know, and your relationship is gonna struggle from how you feeling anyway. You gonna give off them same vibes, some same energy, that same energy. You know, look, I'm not perfect and neither is my relationship. It has been 9 years of trial and error. I was not the best spouse and I know that. Neither was I in the headspace I am in now. And what got me to where I am today was a long road of struggle. I had to hit my own rock bottom on my own path to figure out where I wanted to be in life. Be in life, where I wanted to be in my relationship, where I wanted to be on my personal journey. And my personal journey literally was a spiritual journey within itself because it changed everything about me. Like the caterpillar that entered the cocoon, I was birthed into something new, just like a baby being going through the portal of the womb. Each partner will go through this. Each person will go through this. And sometimes they come out worse than they were. Everybody's not that diamond in the rough. Let me just say that. Sometimes it takes you leaving someone for a person to get it together and change and be better. And sometimes that person's going to be a better person for someone else. And we see that all the time. Horrible exes enjoying life with a new booze and being happier than y'all both were. And you see, let me tell you this, acceptance is key. You have to learn what is meant for you. It's meant for you. And what is not meant for you, it's not. Let me just say, love will come, but don't associate it with an individual. Love is more than that person. Love is more than words. Love is more than feeling. You understand? I feel, I personally think that love is just a word, like, that they came up with to try to for your expression for what you got going on inside your body. Whew. Today we talked about it all. Self-care, life partnerships, personal journeys, and more. And this is the end of the episode, Relationships, Establishing and Understanding a Lifetime Partnership. But if you have any personal questions, feel free to email me at ydpinquiries@gmail.com and follow me at ydproper on Instagram. Until then, leave a like, a comment, send an email, and let the blessings fall.